One of the things that we're really locked in on is raising up 100,000 intercessors across the state of Kansas that are all praying the same word of God the same week. And so this week, if you'll join with us, Acts chapter 4, 23 through 31, where the church prays together for boldness and for signs and wonders. And so all across the state, I got leaders from Kansas City, Dodge City, Topeka, all across, we send this out, and they're all praying and singing the same passages all around, and we just really believe the Lord's going to do this. And so I'm calling what this is Bible log or Bible logging. It's my corny little word that is this process of that I'm not only that we're praying the scripture, but that the saints are learning how to have a dialogue with the Lord through their Bible. Often we're just reading our Bible to get information about what we need to do, and that's powerful and it's important. But there's nothing like, I really believe, taking the scriptures and beginning to have a dialogue, a Bible log with the Lord. The scriptures are anointed by the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit in you. And when you begin to do that process, something happens in you. This is the primary way I memorize scripture. I don't really set my mind. I mean, I work on memorizing some. But when I'll pray a passage over and over slowly, and I'll pray it and say it to the Lord and pray it and look at it, and stuff lifts up from me, I begin to remember it in my mind in a powerful way. And so I know that most everybody knows how this is, but I can't tell you how important this is. This will make your prayer life alive. It really will. To pray the anointed word of God, to grab a psalm, to grab a Bible prayer somewhere and begin to interact with the Lord through his scripture like this. We've done this before. Psalm 16, verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. I take that and say, these are my words, Lord. I say this just as David did under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Release preservation. Preserve me. And I know where that happens. It's when you're my refuge. I found my refuge in money and people liking me, success in ministry. That's all false. Would you be my refuge and do whatever it takes to unleash my heart in that? Lord, I pray that I'd know that I have no good thing except in you. And I pray that I would not settle for lesser good things upon planet Earth. And on, the last verse, verse 11. You make known to me, O Lord, the path of life. You showed me the way of salvation. Make my heart alive again with salvation. Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. I like the joy I get out of things of the earth and relationships, but the fullness of joy is in your presence. So break forth and let me move in your presence in a greater way than I've ever done in my life. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Eternal pleasures. I love pleasure, and you made me to love it, but I've settled for sensuality and food and those things. I pray for eternal pleasures, superior pleasures to fire my heart, which are at your right hand, O God. Cause me to be a man after your own heart. You see what I'm doing here? I'm taking this passage, and I'm applying it. You all can do it. No one has to ever say, I don't know what to pray. Go get a Bible verse, jump up on it like a surfboard, and catch the wave in the Spirit. It's always anointed. You don't have to wait. I wonder when the Bible will be anointed. Now, eternally, grab a Bible verse. Do one verse. Do a chapter. Pray your way through it. I just prayed my way through 2 Corinthians 5 last week. I'm working my way through 1 Peter right now. About 2 to 3 verses at a time, I'll take it, sometimes 7 verses. I'll do it and I'll pray and I'll go back and I'll pray and I'll say it again to the Lord. And then phrases begin to lift up in my heart and the word forms in my heart. So, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would teach the body of Christ how to wield the sword of the Spirit. May the word of God be more than a book of information. Could it be a prayer manual? Could it be a thing that empowers them in their love language with you, Lord? I pray anoint the body of Christ here. And I call out in Kansas, from east to west to north to south, 100,000 intercessors activated to pray the same word of God at the same time. For your glory, may it shift a state and shift a nation for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.